The Mariners finally sign an impact bat. Now, it's been a while. It's been a couple weeks, I believe, since this whole thing unraveled and it's already been talked about. But maybe there's something more to it. Maybe Donovan Solano, maybe Donnie Barrels, although it's not accurate. Maybe there's a strategy to this. Let's get into it.
Line drive to right. Canna to the left field line. This time it was Larnick looking up, and it's gone. Donovan Solano
has his first hit of the night, and he plates two.
Ninth pitch of the at-bat is in the air to left field, and Newhart to left field, Wicker is gone. Wicker's going back, on the warning track, that ball's going to one-hop the wall.
Solano on the ground to left! Kim's coming from third!
Welcome to Touching Bases Podcast. If you're new here, subscribe. We're working to get to 5K. We just hit 3,000. Thank you very much to all of you that have done it. Come and join this family. We are going to do a giveaway at 5K for a signed jersey. I'm not telling you who yet, but I promise you it's not going to be someone boring. It's going to be someone exciting, but when we get there, we get there. Like the video at the very end, I deserve it, and comment down below your thoughts. Donovan Solano is a Seattle Mariner. Yeah, formerly of the Padres, a team that I watched religiously along with the Mariners. He is inked for a $3.5 million deal for 1 year, just like any frat boy, afraid of commitment. That's the Mariners. And the fun part is we have no idea where he is playing. Yes. Really, we really don't. Solano, he could play first, he could play second, he could play third. Third is where he plays the most with San Diego, basically when Machado was not on the field and he was DHing. So I'm gonna assume it's gonna be third base since Rojas has gone over to the White Sox. Another questionable move. Donnie Barrels doesn't really barrel the ball, but I'm going to assume he has like a line drive hitting for singles. So that's what we're gonna do it, even though his barrel percentage in 2023 was at the 26th percentile, which was 6.1%, and in 2024 he didn't even qualify and it dropped to a 3.7%. His exit velocity has never averaged over 90.2 miles per hour, and that was in 2023, so it's been 2 years since he even averaged that. His career launch angle is an average of 12.3 degrees. Now, if you didn't take geometry, that's not really a good combination for home runs. Mariners fans, look at me. It's okay. Even if they do nothing else, this is still an upgrade from Josh Rojas offensively, okay? So don't freak out. Let's talk about something real quick. In 2001, we all know as fans of Seattle Mariners, they claimed the record for the most wins in baseball since the Cubs with 116 wins in a single season. Al Martin, you remember him? That's a name nobody talks about anymore. He had the lowest batting average on the team and he batted 240. He also had the least amount of games played and that was 100. Dan Wilson, who's now the manager, John Olerud, Brett Boone, David Bell, Mike Cameron, Ichiro, who just made the Hall of Fame, Edgar Martinez, they all batted over 260 that season, and only five of them had an OPS plus over 100. I'm serious. You can look it up. Another note, Carlos Guillen, who was an all-star shortstop for the Mariners back then, he's the only name I haven't mentioned so far. He batted 259, so if I'm able to clump everybody over 260, he's literally 0.001 below that stat, and he had an OPS plus of 87, and he still put up a 3.3 BWAR. Yeah, I'm serious. He played 140 games, and his performance is better than 70% of the Mariners in 2024 roster, which is insane. Only Julio Rodriguez had a higher batting average, and I'm not saying batting average is everything, but this worked. You see where I'm going with this? I think you're catching on. In 2001, the Mariners were three teams below league average in home runs, but had the second most base hits in all of the major leagues. Dan Wilson is the manager now, as I mentioned, and Edgar Martinez is the hitting coach or president of hitting operations or... Anyways, this team could be going back to the grassroots of the first 3 years of the stadium's life. So they were able to accomplish this and find out what works in Seattle by simply doing this algorithm of batting average, not home runs. Now, since then, we have signed Robbie Cano, we signed Nelson Cruz, we signed Adrian Beltre, we had big bats in Seattle, but the success of this team came from a roster that just did line drive hitting, base hits, base hits, base hits. That's literally all it was. This is what this team should be shifting to, I think. And I think that even though it's not as fun for fans' perspective, Seattle needs a damn World Series appearance now. And this is the time to do it, and with this pitching staff. So don't you think this could work by going back to what did work in 2001? Solano is basically a 2001 Mariner. His numbers are perfectly in line with what that roster was, and this may be the pivoting point that the Mariners are looking for. In 11 seasons, Solano's averaged a 270 batting average and has a 716 OPS. He is entirely a contact first bat that gets on base and puts the ball in play. Now, his career K rate is only 20.1%, and the MLB average is a 22.2%. Just being under that average, being in a Mariner now, is pretty impressive. Plus, he did that with San Diego, which is the second hardest park to play in. Now, his hard hit percentage is nearly 40%, while the rest of the MLB is 36.5%. So he makes solid contact. This guy is legit. I have been high on the Mariners getting Solano as a cheap option if they sign Justin Turner and signed Hyesung Kim. With Hyesung Kim gone over to LA, there is still his not related at all Korean companion with proven ability who just had surgery, and that's Hyesung Kim. No relation. I'm serious. There's still a chance that Justin Turner and Hyesung Kim could be picked up without straining the rotation. Roki Sasaki, it would have been nice for him to come to Seattle, but simply he went to the Dodgers, and I think we all knew that. Because he's off the market, maybe there's other people like Jack Flaherty, like Kyle Finnegan, where you can develop a number five pitcher in the rotation and then trading Castillo plus to like St. Louis and get Arenado for third base if you wanted to. Arenado is another player with significantly more power and plenty of talent defensively. He's gold glove talent who can play second base and even third. Then you can platoon Solano at first and second or third, wherever you want to put these guys, you have options. Why do I bring up Arenado? Because he's batting over 260 as well. You see the correlation here? Mariners need more, but this is a solid impact bat. Do not get that confused. It's undoubtedly an improvement to the Mariners roster of last season, offensively. But let's not give up, because this sparks the thought and hope that the plan is not just to go cheap, but to go batting average first. Contradicting the Moneyball hype, ignoring OPS, ignoring home runs. Get guys who can hit the ball where fielders aren't, and it's easier now more than ever with the shift of restrictions and universal DHs. Yes, pitchers are throwing harder, and it is a lot harder to hit 98 miles an hour right down the middle versus 92 miles an hour up and in. But there are players out there that have high enough batting averages that literally match the stats of a 2001 Mariners team. And this could be a strategy that I feel that almost no other team is really following. Comment your thoughts down below what you guys think. Would you prefer to have a 2001 team, or would you prefer to have a bunch of big bats with power in a stadium that's really hard to hit home runs out of? I'd love to know what you guys think. Other than that, go 2001 Mariners. I don't know. I'll see you guys all later.